Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The shorter list might be who does not have top secret documents in their home. Lawmakers in Washington appear to have a lackadaisical approach in keeping America's secrets secret. Former President Trump, President Biden, and now former Vice President Mike Pence have all been found with documents they should not have in their possession. Hundreds are mourning in Monterey Park, California, as they gathered for a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night, honoring the lives lost. Resident Annie Say shared her emotions.
It breaks my heart, and I have friends that lost people in this shooting. My aunt lost somebody in this shooting. My friend lost somebody in this shooting, so it's not right.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California today to address the increase of mass shootings in the Golden State. Microsoft said it was investigating reports of outages to its services, including Teams and Outlook, with thousands of users globally reporting that the products were not available. The company said in a tweet it had identified networking issues and was working to troubleshoot the next steps. The complaints are customers were unable to access Microsoft's collaboration software, Teams, as well as Outlook, Xbox Live services, and its 365 products early Wednesday. Let's get an update on where lawmakers stand regarding the national debt ceiling.
McConnell says it's up to Speaker Kevin McCarthy to wrangle the House Republican caucus.
In this current situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's to be dealt with, will have to come out of the House.
Between the lines, McConnell seemed to suggest yesterday that he has the votes to get Democrats to 60 in the Senate, if McCarthy can broker a deal, potentially also across the aisle, in the next 6 months. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, heard arguments Tuesday on whether the final report from a special grand jury investigating alleged election interference should be made public. The documents will remain sealed at this time. A judge in Hawaii on Tuesday ordered Albert Ian Schweitzer released from prison immediately after his attorneys presented new evidence and argued that he did not commit the 1991 murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault of 23-year-old Dana Ireland. Advances in DNA testing is attributed to his release. After the Taylor Swift concert ticket fiasco late last year caused by failures at Ticketmaster, the company was told by lawmakers to appear on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
You have brought together Republicans and Democrats in an absolutely unified cause.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing into Ticketmaster's handling of Taylor Swift concert tickets.
Ticketmaster had the temerity to imply that debacle involved in pre-ticket sales was Taylor Swift's fault. And may I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
But Live Nation head Joe Berchtold said the companies aren't to blame. Automated bots are.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
The Senate Judiciary Committee investigating Ticketmaster's dominance in the ticketing industry following its merger with Live Nation. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
There, you having fun yet, huh? Who's got documents? Everybody got documents. All God's chilling got documents here. What the heck is going on? We're going to be taking a look at the latest on the Biden classified document scandal. Now the Vice President, Pence, under Donald Trump, he got documents. Rick Manning, the President of Americans for Limited Government, do you got documents?
No, I didn't have anybody pack my materials up for me when I left the administration. Way back in 2008 when I was with George W. Bush, but no, it appears that when you have, you know, here's the one thing that I find that we have to kind of distinguish. These guys aren't packing their own boxes, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't know who goes through these things and who has to, you know, who has that responsibility. But one thing I do know is the classified documents have tracking, you know, you have to sign them out. Mm-hmm. So if right now I would bet that you could look through that whoever is responsible for tracking classified documents has a computer file that tells you who the last person who signed out with virtually every classified document that existed. And yeah, if some of those people are not with government and they weren't signed back in, you can presume that somewhere in the mix, that's classified, and they're copies of classified documents, obviously. Mm-hmm. Right. But that classified document ended up in a box at somebody's home or in an archive somewhere. So mm-hmm.
Right.
this is getting, I have to say, the differentiation between Mike Pence, who had two unopened boxes that had been opened since he left the vice presidency, mm-hmm. That, you know, they actually went through the boxes to see if classified documents were in there. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden, who had classified documents in his study, we all know about the garage, but in his study, mm-hmm. and then, and in a workplace at the Penn Biden Center, Joe Biden knew he had classified documents. He was using the classified documents. They were in his workplace. They were in the places he did work. And so, you know, there's a difference between having somebody, you know, whoever the moving company is, pack up some stuff and carry the boxes out and deliver to your home and never look at them, and mm-hmm. you actively using them, which means you knew you had classified documents. And the scary part about this bill is we spent a lot of time talking about Department of Justice and how it's been weaponized. Well, what we're seeing now is a demonstration that they can basically turn anybody's life upside down.
Exactly.
Because I can't believe, first of all, I think Donald Trump, who has every reason to be continually upset with Vice President Mike Pence, said, he's an innocent guy, leave him alone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That was Donald Trump's response to it. Mm-hmm. Now, Donald Trump has never been known to not, cut people who he thought were bad guys. And this is, as he just said, this is just garbage. And
yeah.
It really kind of, I think it's kind of setting up a dangerous precedent here where documents you don't know you have that were transported to your home by people you don't know. And that you don't go through, suddenly 2 years later can be come back and say, well, you had classified documents, so we're going to now put you under, mass surveillance, and we're going to destroy your life. And it's just gone too far.
Yeah, at least they didn't send a bunch of FBI agents to the Pence house.
Not yet.
This is how absurd this deal is, though, Rick. I mean, what it does in terms of, the political pantina, it just puts a filter and color on everything. And it even, destroys, I think, whatever the Democrats, whatever these apparatchiks were trying to do to Donald Trump, doesn't this just kind of, lessen it all the more to make it just seem how ridiculous it is? I mean, it's serious stuff on one hand, but the other hand
absolutely.
Is what they've done. Yeah,
well, let me differentiate, because the irony in it on all this, even though Mike Pence didn't know he had the documents and never accessed the documents, of the three people we're talking about, he's the one who's most legally vulnerable. And the reason is this. Donald Trump had as president, legally could have the documents he had, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
The minute he said, take those boxes and take them to Mar-a-Lago, he declassified whatever documents were in there, okay? And he had that power as president. So let's just differentiate with Trump.
Are the attorneys going to say something, Rick? Like, wait a minute. Are they going to say something like, well, he didn't officially say the holy hallelujah over those documents, so just to say move them to Mar-a-Lago is a suggestion that he declassified them. He didn't specifically, nobody heard in the media, CNN didn't hear him say specifically the documents. I mean, this is
CNN
the hair splitting that goes on.
Yeah, I know. CNN doesn't have to hear it. Let me give you an example that was far more serious from the classified intelligence services perspective. Ronald Reagan was meeting with Mikhail Gorbachev and Reykjavik. They were having a private meeting. They basically shut everybody out, but like one or two people. And Reagan said to Gorbachev, we are developing the ability to shoot ICBMs out of the sky, and I want to share it with you. We need to end this nonsense of fear, of being constant fear of mass mutual assured destruction. And where's that effect? Mikhail Gorbachev did not know that. Nobody knew that. That was the highest, most classified secret that existed. Ronald Reagan, as president, decided to declassify that secret. At that moment, he didn't have to give his approval. He's president of the United States. He is the ultimate declassifier. He's where all the power derives to declassify or declassify documents. And hence, when he made the decision, it was in the United States' interest to reveal this secret to Mikhail Gorbachev. He declassified it without asking anybody's permission. And I remember at the time, there was all this hullabaloo. Everybody was all upset. He revealed classified information. And but nobody prosecuted him because he had the absolute right as president of the United States to do that. Now compare that to, there's some classified documents in a box moving to Mar-a-Lago. Okay? That's the scale is dramatic, but the effect is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump had the same right Ronald Reagan had to declassify documents with his voice.
Yes. Exactly. And in essence, what you're saying, with his voice or with his actions, either way, it's an act of declassification. That's what you're saying.
100%.
Until some attorneys want to argue differently. which just aggravates people. See, this is what is angering, you know, the body politic with all this stuff. I mean, just the game playing. I mean, obviously this is serious, and they need to sear this up. Even Marco Rubio said, what is going on here? I mean, this is a hot mess. You know, what happened to the system's procedures to protect highly classified information? More from Rick. Stay with us.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got the one and only Rick Manning with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, to kind of put a bow around this whole documents deal, I mean, you see, everything has been weaponized in our government. classified documents. I mean, anything they can do, and especially if Donald Trump is the target. I mean, this is insane. Let's use his taxes, anything whatsoever to kneecap him, to do what Liz Cheney would want to happen, and that is that Donald Trump would never ever run again. But look what's going on. People are like getting nervous and going, "Oh, we got to, jump to DeSantis. We've got to look to somebody else and everything." But look at what's happening with the poll numbers. I mean, Donald Trump is still resonating. And the reason that it is because his policy, first of all, it's not a pipe dream. Donald Trump, as Dick Morris said, did it before. He can do it again. Now, who else on the political scene can make that statement? Well, Joe Biden can, he can ruin the economy because he did it before and he can do it again. He's done it. So he can reproduce that act and all the other, problematic Democratic policies. Yeah, so he's got that. But if you want to win, which is what we were doing under Donald Trump, why wouldn't you hire a coach that keeps winning, Super Bowl championships?
Well, that's a great question, and the reason is because the people who want to do the hiring, who think they get to choose who's going to be president in Washington, D.C., don't want Donald Trump. And in 2022, they did everything they could to undermine Donald Trump-supported candidates for Senate so they could say, oh, Donald Trump is a loser, because the establishment in D.C. Actively undermined Herschel Walker and actively undermined Blake Masters and actively undermined, other candidates, and have for the last 6 years before Donald Trump was on the scene. Candidates who are going to rock the boat of the establishment in Washington, D.C. in the Senate have been actively opposed by the establishment in D.C. in the Senate. Don't think
exactly.
Surprise. It doesn't matter what the party is. So we're really looking at a fundamental fight between the people who live in America and the people who live in Washington, D.C. And not that Washington, D.C. is in America, it just is a very different slice of America.
Well, it's a bubble, Rick. They are caught up in a bubble where 94% are Democrats. I mean, it's an extension of California. The Uniparty has taken over, right? And speaking of which, go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. And the challenge with that is you import Republicans from around the country into D.C., but their neighbors, by and large, and close into the district, are maybe not 94%. District is 94%, but they're 70% Democrat, and they're very liberal Democrat, and they're government oriented Democrat. And so, you sit there and you kind of get molded by your environment in D.C. That's why there is,
without a doubt,
this
sure.
swamp mentality that affects everybody. Mm-hmm. And, I've lived back here 35 years now, 34 years. And, some people say, well, why does this affect you? Well, it does. I talk to my friends. I know what they think. But the fact is, I live much further away from D.C., where when I go to church, they're not sitting there talking about the latest thing going on in D.C. They're talking about God. They're talking about things right. that are happening in our neighborhood. And so by living farther out, I get to drive back to America every day. And that's that's actually what I say, how I call it. But it's really bad for career, because you don't go to the things in D.C. you need to go to. It's not convenient. And quite honestly, you'd rather live out in the rural area than you would in the city. So but that's the reality. You get it.
But the fact of the matter is that when you're caught in that vortex of the city and the influence in that, all of a sudden you go from being arch conservative to conservative light. You can't help but take on, the fabric of the strong influence of liberality within the Beltway, can you?
It's hard to do, but I will tell you one of the things that people do, and there's a lot of active, there not a lot, but there are many active Bible studies, for instance, on Capitol Hill for staff and for members. One of the objectives of those active Bible studies is obviously to keep people rooted in the Word, but it's to make it so they don't become rooted in the secular Word. And it's a, you know, it's really a lifeline for a lot of members to try to keep, and staff to try to keep themselves focused on what's true and what's good, as opposed to what's swirling around them, and to keep the focus on what's really important as opposed to what's swirling around them. But it's a, so there are things that are done to try to combat that. But by and large, you know, if your chief of staff is living in a, you know, in a house in Alexandria with all liberal neighbors who were government workers, and you shut down the government, and some of those liberal, and those liberal workers say, this is terrible, this is terrible. All you hear is that this, how terrible this is. And
yeah,
that affects
right. exactly.
your way of looking at things. And as a result, you get things like the rhetoric we're going to get during the, for the debt ceiling. Oh, we're going to destroy the entire economy. That hyperbolic garbage. Fortunately, people who don't live within 30 miles of the Capitol have experienced enough that they know it's garbage. And
yeah. Well, you have clear sight. You have clear sight of the sky, and you realize that it's not falling. But when you're in the bubble like that, you envision your imagination takes over.
The sky might be falling because because their sky is built upon bigger and bigger government. And if you actually do some things to shrink the size of government, for those who are dependent upon government and think government power is the most important thing in the world, the sky is falling when you start restricting that. Because you're restricting what they think is important. Too bad.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not what America sends people back here to do. They send back here to just cut the size and scope of government. And fortunately, I'm kind of switching the subject on you, but sorry. But fortunately, in this debt ceiling debate, there are people in the House who are willing to fight to use that tool to shrink the size and scope of government. And use a term from the White House,
and of course, the rhetoric from the left is, oh, there go the Republicans again. You know, they're going to take away your benefits from Medicare and everything, and all these entitlements, right?
Yeah, which is a complete lie, and everybody knows it. But it's a, I hope everybody knows it. But it's a, but what they do, what they're, you know, so they, but they've already dragged out the most condemning thing they could do. The White House said that anybody who's opposing trying to cut the debt, cut the deficit. Using the debt ceiling, which his whole purpose is to focus on how to cut the deficit, is an economic terrorist.
Yeah. everybody's a terrorist, you know. In their eyes, I mean, anybody, yeah. If you're not going along with the Joe Biden, if you're not going along with the Joe Biden agenda that's killing everything, then you're a terrorist. Unbelievable.
I don't remember anybody calling Barack Obama an economic terrorist in 2006 when he voted against raising the debt ceiling. Okay.
Yeah.
We get down to this thing, and it's all politics in many respects, but we have. I'm trying to focus on some of this positive here because a lot of this is negative about the classified documents and all that. Congress has a unique opportunity to do some things that will actually cut the budget deficit dramatically, and it won't, and nobody will feel a thing. And it is because there are some things that have been done that are one-time expenditures that can be prevented from being done again. And you can literally, if Joe Biden had not taken unilateral action on student loans, for instance, the budget deficit in 2022 would not have been $1.35 trillion. It would have been $935 billion.
$400 billion.
$400 billion less. That's how much the unilateral action on student loans did. Prevent them from doing that. Don't let them baseline that. Those are things you can do, and we can literally close the budget deficit by 50% if those things are done.
Imagine that. 25 seconds left, Rick. Schiff and Swalwell are out from the Intel Committee.
They should be.
20
They're
seconds real quick. Yeah.
Yeah, neither one is safe. Neither one, they both leak, and neither one should be in a position to hold classified information. Maybe they can hang out with Joe Biden if they want to read it.
Not based on opinion, based on action that they've done against the American people. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy. Take care.
You got it.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Despite signs of a possible global recession, businesses are planning to continue investing in technology and sustainability in 2023. Driven by risks like cyber and ESG, as well as a drive for profitability. A recent study shows that tech spending remains a priority for over 75% of businesses, with cybersecurity, 5G, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and sustainability as top areas of investment. Catherine Guarini, Chief Information Officer, IBM.
Even though companies are battening down the hatches for a challenging year to come, they're planning key investments in technology. Those that have clear directives and holistic plans to invest in infrastructure, build AI services on top of that infrastructure, secure their digital ecosystem, and make their entire business more sustainable and resilient will come out ahead.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
USA News Update. Microsoft said it was investigating reports of outages to its services, including Teams and Outlook, with thousands of users globally reporting that products were not available. The company said in a tweet that it has identified a networking issue and was working to troubleshoot the next steps. Hundreds were mourning in Monterey Park, California, as they gathered for a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night honoring the lives lost. Resident Anna Say shared her emotions.
It breaks my heart, and I have friends that lost people in this shooting. My aunt lost somebody in this shooting. My friend lost somebody in this shooting, so it's not right.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California today to address the increase of mass shootings in the Golden State. Former President Trump, President Biden, and now former Vice President Mike Pence have all been found with top-secret documents they should not have in their possession. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin going to be with us in just a few seconds. I guess you can't feel like a natural woman these days. They want to remove Aretha Franklin's song, Natural Woman. One of my favorite. What a great, great song and lyric. They don't want it to be on Spotify and Apple Music. So I guess there's no such thing to feel like a natural woman. You know, this is the upside-down world in which we live in, ladies and gentlemen. It's no wonder we're brain-bruised over all this stuff. As I mentioned, Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair, joins us now to talk about how the House GOP needs to be focused and aggressive when it comes to cutting spending, Jenny Beth.
Yes. So the House Republican Conference is going to have several opportunities this year to push for spending cuts. The first is with the vote to increase the debt ceiling, and later another opportunity will be when the next fiscal year begins for the United States government. That's October 1st. Mm-hmm. We have such a tremendous debt problem and such a tremendous spending problem that we've got to make cuts. And I think one thing we need to be looking at is the fact that that Biden himself has said that COVID is over, that it is over. So if it's mm-hmm. over in the state of emergency, and let's look at how we can roll back some of the spending that just exploded in the last few
exactly.
years, all as a result of COVID.
How about an audit, Jenny Beth? I mean, you know, every household, when we go through, you know, tough times and we're trying to figure out, we look at everything. I mean, we're looking in the couch, you know, cushions, seeing what we can find. But our government just has no accountability, and they have no desire do, you know, to your point, to even look at where the money has gone, what money is lying around. I mean, so often, we'll hear news reports that, you know, they found $140 billion lying around that wasn't spent and, you know, this sort of thing. So there's no accounting of this money. It just keeps going out and nothing whatsoever. I mean, I know Trump caused a lot of brain bruising when they did a little bit of analysis and found out that there were 17 different agencies that basically contributed to duplicative waste. We had them all doing the same job, paying them all kinds of money and budget and everything like that. I mean, but you know, boy, you can't do anything that downsizes government or makes sense out of government without some craziness and people going just absolutely rabid over this, because thou shalt not touch my big government footprint here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. That's a very good place to start. In an organization that does a lot of incredible work looking for those kind of cuts, it's called Citizens Against Government Waste. They do a book every single year with trillions of dollars that can be cut, and that really I don't think most people, unless you're personally benefiting from the money because you work for that agency, most Americans who get government services, they're not going to notice the effect of it, because there is a lot of duplicate spending and waste and abuse within the government spending.
So I guess what I'm hearing you say, and I agree with you, Jenny Beth, here, is that, you know, the House needs to look at it more holistically. You know, I have said repeatedly that the sense of mission on every one of these objectives somehow has been lost in translation. You know, just talking about spending. How about just, the one thing I appreciate about Donald Trump and his management, his leadership when he was president, is that he knew how, as a chief executive officer, how to beat the drum. And chief executive officers are constantly touting the mission. That is their number one job. Everywhere they go, you tout the mission. And this is what he did with jobs initially. Remember, we needed to focus on jobs. People inside would tell me, Bill, every day, one of the first questions he asks is, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? We need somebody that's there asking about, how are we doing with the budget? I don't hear anybody asking about it, but, you know, every once in a while we come, you know, we cycle in and we've got to raise a debt ceiling, but I don't hear a constant concern and focus, you know, like you were saying earlier, about, doing something about this budget. We're $31 trillion and counting, and this behemoth just is, it's like the blob. It has a chemistry of its own that somehow we got to get ahead of this thing and stop this, or it's just, it's going to be a mess. I mean, it already is a mess. We're kind of just kicking it down the road, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right about that, Bill. And it's an incredible problem. We do need people who are willing to beat the drum on it. It's one thing when a president is doing it, because the president has a bully pulpit and he's a single person, so he can hit that and that he's going to get covered in the news no matter what. What you're saying, I think that you make a very good point. I think we're going to see many people who are members of Congress who are Republicans beating the same drum, saying we've got to cut spending, we have to address the debt. And by cutting spending, we'll address inflation. I think we're going to hear a lot of that, but it takes so many more of them to be all on the same page, beating in the same rhythm to make noise and to break through. And and sometimes Republicans are just a little too pigheaded to stick to the same point.
Well, see, this is what's so key about the Tea Party Patriots Action, because you have rallied the troops and you're beating the drum, you know, to activate people and to, you know, make them aware of what's going on. I mean, the fact of the matter is our debt is a national security problem here. We have to look at it in that sense. And economists have been shouting from the timbers, but like you said, they're not not able to get traction because they're, you know, it's not real sexy talking about being in debt. I get that. But, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait until, you know, we finally have hit that bankruptcy door and we have nothing left to do? I mean, is that what has to happen? Is that finally we realize the mess that we've created for ourselves and we have no other alternative but to deal with this? And then we get back to that old Pennzoil commercial says, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference, and of course by experience we know, whenever we pay later, it's much more painful and much more expensive, isn't it?
It really is. And because we haven't addressed it and spending has exploded so much, we are all paying for it right now. Every time we go purchase anything because of the rising cost of goods in this country, inflation, mm-hmm. we are all paying for it now, and we're going to keep paying for it later. And as interest rates continue to increase, the cost of goods are still going to go up, but people who are borrowing money to pay for it are also going to be hit because it's going to be a double whammy for them because they're going to have even higher interest rates. It's a very,
exactly.
very bad situation, and it's why it's so important that we address it. It's one thing to have had extraordinary spending in the face of COVID. And I can look back at it and point fingers and say, you shouldn't have done this, that, and the other, shoulda, coulda, would've. But the fact is, if the president has said it's over, now it's time to quit pointing fingers at the past and say, what can we correct right now? How can we fix the problem at hand?
With a sense of urgency, Jenny Beth, and that's the problem with the bureaucracy. It has no sense of urgency because meanwhile, what they do is they, you know, there's always something else. And their mentality is always, how can I buy votes? Who can I ingratiate to make sure that I get their vote? And guess, every time that they do that, they open up the vault and they use our tax money. And then they come up with more reasons. They try to get us to believe that there's more reasons why we should be taxed even further instead of utilizing the tax money that they have and prioritizing it in a way that's sufficiently. And there's no accounting on this.
No, you are right about that. And that's why we're urging Congress to cut spending and to start now and to tie spending cuts to the debt ceiling increase and also to the fiscal year later in September.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're seeing this issue as a reality, as Jenny Beth and I are talking about it, you need to get involved with the TPPA and go to the website. Activate your citizenship and let your voice be heard. They do hear your voice, right, Jenny Beth?
Absolutely they do, and it's one of the most important ways we can hold our member of Congress accountable, making phone calls, letting them know how...
Thank you, Jenny Beth Martin. Appreciate
it. Invest in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day to the listeners. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, here it is, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Chris Chmielewski over there, the Numbers USA Vice President, joins us now. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, are you about ready just to throw your hands up to just say, look, let's quit fooling ourselves. This administration doesn't care about the border. It is wide open. You know, they're just flat out lying. Until we get under new management, they're going to continue to keep the border open. And it's just embarrassing. I mean, every time Joe Biden talks about the border and, oh, God forbid, the vice president, every time she mentions it, I cringe, Chris. I mean, it's just like it is such an insult. The things that they tell us, it's an insult to our own intelligence. We see what's happening. And, you know, the poor people there on the border, you know, American citizens who are trying to live everyday lives, run their farms, you know, the way they've been impacted. This government doesn't care. The leadership doesn't care about the sex trafficking. They don't care about the incoming of fentanyl. They don't care about these migrants who are coming in, the gotaways who we don't know. And you got to know the gotaways. I mean, that just has danger. Danger all over it. 1.2 million gotaways, and that's what are we saying? Is that the sum total just in last year, or is that to date the fiscal year numbers?
Yeah, the 1.2 million is since Joe Biden took office. But still, for 1.2 million gotaways over the last 2 years, that's a lot of people that got into the country that we don't know where they are, who they are, all of the above. And then, you know, not to mention, there seems to be no end in sight. Every single time you think that, oh, maybe the Biden administration is going to at least pretend to take the border crisis seriously, you look at the apprehension numbers for last month, and they were the second highest since he's been in office. And total encounters, so that includes people who showed up at a port of entry without any visa. Basically, instead of crossing the border illegally, they just tried to come through the border instead, a border checkpoint instead, that number was a record high, over 250,000 people. And the only reason why they're coming to the port of entries is because they're encouraging them. They're saying, don't cross the border illegally. Come to the port instead. We'll still let you in.
Right. Well, we'll still let you in. Meanwhile, you see, what people fail to realize is the manpower that it takes to manage that kind of incoming, 250,000 and counting people. I mean, what's the job of the Border Patrol agents now, Chris? I mean, you talk about being overwhelmed. And then, of course, you're supposed to have some kind of security and vigilance. And so they're, the coyotes are storming the border. They're having people storm the border. So they're focused there so that the bad guys that they want into the country are coming in. And look what's going on. We're starting to see, you know, crime that's being demonstrated where you've got MS-13 gang members, you've got cartel members involved. They call this the triad of evil that's come into our country. And now there's an expansion throughout our communities of no-go zones that are being controlled by nefarious people. And I feel sorry because the first areas that they take over are the areas that they're most familiar with, and that is the Spanish-speaking people, right? And they're overwhelming these communities. They're changing the demography, and they're absorbing resources that would otherwise be utilized by citizens or by people who are here lawfully. This just has hot mess all over it. I don't know how to make sense out of this because we just don't have enough border agents. I mean, what is it going to take to clean it up? I mean, yeah, even if you were to bring in the National Guard, Chris, you couldn't clear this up.
Yeah. And obviously we're pushing for some serious, some pretty substantial policy changes. Laws that are on the books that need to start getting enforced, and also
imagine that, huh? Imagine. Just follow the pick and law, right?
Yeah, and first off, with the Border Patrol agents, yeah, they're doing a heck of a job, and I don't envy them one bit whatsoever. They're overworked, they're exhausted, they're stressed, and they're not really doing. Fulfilling their mission of securing the border. Instead, they're basically serving as processors. And that's one of the reasons why, yes, more boots on the ground would certainly be helpful. But unless you can control the flow of people coming in and out, then it doesn't really help Border Patrol because all they're going to do is they're going to continue to process more and more people. The first step in the process is a bill that's coming to the floor, supposed to come to the floor in the House of Representatives, introduced by Chip Roy. And going back to this point about simply enforcing the law, it's already current law that we're supposed to detain everybody who crosses the border illegally, even those who claim asylum. We're supposed to hold them until their court hearing. Not only is the Biden administration releasing all the asylum seekers, but they're releasing everybody else. So this just forces them to follow the law and says, asylum seekers, you have to detain. And if they're not seeking asylum and they're not authorized to enter them, you got to send them home. They can't stay here.
Yeah.
And again, that's the law, but it's sad that, the first step to this whole thing is just to reinforce what's already on the books.
Right. But see, this is the government we have. The Democratic Party, Joe Biden, has just upended everything. I mean, how would you like to work, Chris, somewhere where you had no sense of mission? You didn't even understand when you were doing a good job. I think that's got to be one of the most frustrating, employee experiences you could ever have. Because what drives us all at the end of the day is we want to have this sense of productivity, that we've done a good job, we've accomplished something. These Border Patrol agents, I just feel for them just as fellow human beings. Because I think we all have, if you want to call it a right or an expectation, to be able to, whatever job that we're working at, that that we're getting rewarded for because we're being productive. And they're so overwhelmed because the system, I mean, they talk about the system broken and, the Democrats, the system is, how long have you known that? But you just keep saying it's broken, but you're not doing anything. You got to get serious about this because even when you get serious about it, to clean up all the aisles, Chris, I mean, this could be generations. You know, and I don't think that they're going to clean up. Their way of cleaning up is, hey, you're here, we're just going to make you legal. That's going to clean it up.
Yep. That's always the answer to everything. And of course, unfortunately, we also have a handful of Republicans who think that that's the solution too. Hey, just make them all legal, and it'll simply go away.
It'll but, just go know, away.
Kind of
exactly.
An example, right? Think of a banker whose job is to secure your financial means, and then all of a sudden they're told, no, we don't want you to secure them. We want you just to lose it all. That's the equivalent of what's happening down there, and it's sad.
Oh, it's a wonder we don't hear a loud, continuous scream from these border agents. I just feel for the job that, you know, that in the position they're put in. And it's not we the people doing this. This is Joe Biden. See, this is what the people, and this is what drives me nuts, Chris, is that they do polling on the president, and there's always consistently, you know, 45% of the country saying he's doing a great job. And I go, what country are you living in? You know, can you help me understand how you think that he's doing a great job? And it wasn't, this has been a ongoing battle, the border situation, and the first president who came and wanted to do anything about it was Donald Trump. And boy, did they give him a bad time. And there was, putting up a wall, but yet Joe Biden will give money to other countries to go build their walls. But he won't do anything for his own country. I mean, this is ludicrous.
Yeah, and remember, for the most part, all Donald Trump was trying to do was to fulfill the Secure Fence Act, which was passed in 2006, which required the federal government to build 800 miles of wall along the southern border, and Joe Biden voted for it, along with Hillary Clinton and a handful of others. So he was getting criticized for enforcing the law, but that's when it comes to immigration policy, for whatever reason. If they don't like the law, instead of the approach to change the law, if you don't like it, it's just to ignore it. And not only on immigration, but on a whole host of other things, I think we're going on.
Well, it's a disease. It's a disease. It's a
thing and choose.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a total disease, Chris, that the Democrats have. They hate the process. They hate debate. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to sit down and reason and come up with something. They just want to, to compel people to do their will. They have deemed it to be so, and that's it. You're going to like it, whether you like it or not. So just shut up, like, what's her name? Hirono from Hawaii says. Just sit down and shut up. That's what they want. That says the Democratic Party. It says the people like that. That's not the way our government, that's not a democratic republic. And that's why they were going so crazy when we were fighting over the Speaker House. And, I met, Lauren Boebert in Nevada last week, and we talked about this, and I encouraged her. I it took a lot of bravery for her and the 19 others to take a stand to, kind of bring back and demonstrate to people what a democratic republic looks like and what debate looks like. And I think that after all is said and done, what they did for the 118th Congress, in retrospect, after it's said and done, they'll say, well, because of the courage of these 20 members of Congress, that they really made a major step in getting this country back on track. I can only hope.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more, and it'll be interesting to have an open process again.
Well, Chris, as always, we appreciate you keeping us aware of what's going on. A record 251,487 migrants processed just in December, plus 1.2 million gotaways. This is all under Joe Biden. Nobody else but Joe Biden. He's the one and only. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-Reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.